Okay, so sometimes in our preaching also we make promises that you just chant and you will get this benefit, that benefit. Well, I have not seen Prabhupada ever emphasizing the scriptural promises in his classes, in even his conversations, or even his purports. You know, if you see, usually the Falashruti that comes at the end of a chapter, Prabhupada does not give any purport only. He just leaves it as it is most of the time. It is, if that was what Prabhupada's emphasis was, he could have given an elaborate purport to that. So, you know, as I told, that Prabhupada's in general approach was not to get into technicalities in scripture. Prabhupada was focusing on essential principles. And he did not want us to go into, you know, arbitrarily interpreting scripture and saying this is like this, this is like this, this is like this. He wanted to was to focus on the essential message of scripture and apply that message in our life. But so if somebody is excessively emphasizing scriptural promises, then I would say they have to be cautioned. Now, in the scripture itself, the promises come. Now, it's not that all the time the promises come, we have to say, no, this is not true. It is not that we have to say that these are simply poetic exaggerations or this is not actually true, not like that. But we have to explain the context. Actually, without the context, you know, a lot of scripture can be misunderstood. In fact, the whole Bhagavad Gita itself, there is a famous Indian political author. He said, independent India's greatest mistake was that India did not follow the Bhagavad Gita. Independent India's greatest mistake was that it did not follow the Bhagavad Gita. If it had followed the Bhagavad Gita, within 3 days of the creation of Pakistan, India would have attacked and conquered Pakistan. That would have been following Bhagavad Gita. Krishna told Arjuna to fight, we should also have fought. So now, he is saying Bhagavad Gita had a fight, we should also fight. That is this. The fight in the Bhagavad Gita and the fights today are very different. And that fight involved so much peacemaking effort before and so much discussion on dharma. All that was there. So the point is that if you don't explain context, there are so many things in scripture that can be misunderstood. So it is our responsibility to present scripture and present it in its proper context and then explain how it is to be applied in today's situations. So we talk about scriptural promises, but that should not be our highlight. Our highlight should be the standard process of bhakti which is to be followed. And I would say that is what we normally do. Isn't it? We encourage people to not just chant the holy name once, we encourage them to chant regularly, we encourage them to chant diligently, attentively. So we do emphasize the standard process of bhakti. Does it address your question?
Yes, so promise happiness is guaranteed.